Welcome to the Youth Information Update for December. I'm Letterkenny Youth Information Officer Martin Keeney. Coming up, we take a look at what entertainment is coming your way locally over the Christmas period. But first up, Christmas exams are underway for a number of students across the county. And although they may not seem important for some people, it can be a good indication of where you stand in the run-up to the junior or leaving certificate. For those who are doing exams, it's important to remember over the next number of days to prepare yourself in the right way, as the Youth Information Centre's Mark Kern explains.
Well, the first thing is to eat properly. This has a major effect on getting your body right. Eating properly and regularly can help you concentrate better. While the myth of stimulus drinks and coffee helping you to do that is just that, a myth. These make your brain race so fast that you're unable to concentrate. On top of that, eat a good healthy breakfast, dinner and tea, and have small snacks in between these. Try and stay away from unhealthy foods and drinks. Also, sleep. Depriving yourself of sleep will also be more of a hindrance, really. That's why getting a minimum of, say, 6 hours sleep and having a study plan to organise your studying time during reasonable hours is essential for doing well in your exams and studying in general.
Christmas is fast approaching, and despite talk of recession and hard times, people are still busy buying lots of presents and goods over the Christmas period. Maureen Barbera this week asked a number of young people whether they thought the rush for bargains and presents has overtaken the real meaning of Christmas.
I think that the ideals of Christmas have been a bit twisted, and people, they can dread it a little bit sometimes because there's a lot of pressure on people to buy presents, and there's so many new things. Like simplicity isn't enough anymore, so I think that it's nice at the time, but it can be a bit too much pressure on parents especially.
I think it's still a nice idea that people buy presents for each other, and a lot of thought goes into what people get for each other, but still it is a bit overdone.
I think it starts a bit too early. I think October's too early for it to start, but no, I think for the most part it works very well.
Well, I think the expectations that parents face today are definitely much higher, and they feel they have to live up to a certain standard in terms of the material they get. And in that sense, there's too much pressure, but I think the Christmas feel is still very much alive and going strong.
The Law of Christmas Party takes place next Tuesday, the 23rd of December, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Bands on the night include Boy No. 7, Indigo Rush, and Irish Youth Music Award regional winners Ash Cracks and Flashbacks. There will be lots of food and lots of festive cheer in the night. Tickets are €5 and are on sale in the loft now. Meanwhile, there's a Christmas fun day in the loft this Saturday also between 2 and 6 with festive food, fun and music. Donegal Youth Service held its annual Christmas card competition in November. We had 240 entries from across the county into our three age categories. Winner of the 5 to 8 year old category is Kira McLaughlin from Mobile Youth Club. Runner up is Maria Sproul from Donnyloop Youth Club. Winner of the 9 to 12 year old category is Chloe Moore from Greencastle Youth Club, and runner-up is Leon Boyce from Avil. In the 13-plus category, the winner is Adam Lafferty from Club Aga Creased Rhee, and runner-up is Alana McCrory from Donnyloop Youth Club. All winning entries will now be used as the Donegal Youth Service Christmas card for 2008, and all 240 initial entries were forwarded to Youth Work Ireland in Dublin for the All-Ireland Nullet competition. Adam Lafferty from Club Aga Creased Rhee in Maharoti has also won this competition overall. Many crowd congratulations to all participants. Meanwhile, the county finals of the Donegal Youth Service Variety Show took place on Sunday the 14th of December in Donnyloop Youth Club. Young people from Castlefin Youth Club, Donnyloop Youth Club, Fannet Youth Club, Planet Youth, Mallon Head Youth Club, Cock Hill Youth Club and Glengad Youth Club took to the stage to compete in the solo singing, group singing, solo instrumental, group instrumental, spotlight, show dance, creative dance, comedy sketch and Duish na Gaeilge. The winners were as follows. The solo instrumental winners were Planet Youth. Group instrumental went to Fannet Youth Club. Solo singing, Glengad Youth Club. Group singing winners were Glengad Youth Club. Comedy sketch went to Castlefin Youth Club. Duish na Gaeilge winners were Donnyloop Youth Club. The creative dance went to Cock Hill Youth Club. The show dance went to Cock Hill Youth Club. And the spotlight award went to Mallon Head Youth Club. All finalists will now compete at area finals for their place in the All-Ireland. I'd like to thank Julian Mulligan, our MC for the day, DJ Jerry McLaughlin, adjudicators Pat McLean and Susan Doherty, and also the committee and volunteers from Donnyloop Youth Club for their support and hospitality on the day. Many congratulations to our county winners and best of luck at the area finals. Meanwhile, if you'd like to find out more information on any of these topics, or you'd like to find out more about the services we provide, you can contact us in the Youth Information Centre, 16 to 18 Port Road, phone us at 07491 29640, or text your query to 086 349 998. From all at the Youth Information Centre, have a great Christmas and a peaceful New Year.